important aspect of any shmooze is communication. I remember I was once giving a shiur in English, obviously, to a group of women, the Shei Unsdorf, I think it was. And most of them were from England, a large group from England. It was on the top floor of one of the big apartment buildings. And I had made arrangements that someone was going to take me home after the shiur. Okay, so I walk out of the shiur and start walking down the steps. And one of the ladies says, there's a lift. So I say, it's okay, someone's picking me up. All right, I keep going down, and she yells again, there's a lift. I know, but it's okay, someone's picking me up. And I keep walking down, she goes, but there's a lift. When I got to the bottom, it hit me that the people on that island there, called England, instead of the word elevator, called it a lift. So she wasn't telling me that someone was going to pick me up. She told me that instead of taking the steps, I could have gone down on an elevator. Okay. As an example of lack of communication, both people using the same word, but it's not meaning the same thing. Not meaning the same thing. I remember another case. I was suggesting a shidduch up to a certain girl. She was a very shy girl, and the boy wasn't very fine boy, solid gold. But in his past, he hadn't been that way. So he said, tell her that he had a good time in high school. So I said to her, you know, he had a good time in high school. She said, I hope I had a good time in high school. Sometimes I cut classes, and I always do my homework. I saw that it wasn't working. Right? When I explained to her what he meant, she got so insulted, I was even suggesting that she doesn't. It never worked out. Okay, so we have to be able to define our terms. And the term I'd like to talk about this time, if possible, is the term of chesed. Most of us think chesed, yes, I go in the street and someone puts out his hand, I take out some money and give it. That's not chesed. That's chesed. But Volva says that's not chesed, that's just good manners. Good manners. Chesed is a deeper concept, a deeper concept. If we look in the Torah, when does the Torah use the word chesed? So it's used in a number of places. One place it's used, a very strange place. When the Torah is describing an improper relationship between a man and his sister, we use the word chesedu. Mazet. We see from here the chesed, the idea is creating a bond, uniting together. That's the concept of chesed. It's a word that in English we might say instead of just, you know, being charitable, the word empathy. What does that mean? The Rabbah says as follows. I have to look at the other person, and first of all I have to see what the other person needs. I have to get into the other person's head to understand what is it that he needs. That's step one. That means bonding with a person. Now, sounds like a simple thing, but it isn't a simple thing. Why? Well, the first problem we have when trying to look and see what the other person needs is that we generally see ourselves. Instead of seeing the other person, we see ourselves. I mean, they say a joke. I don't know if you can't believe it's true. Young married Avrech, right? It's his wife's birthday, and Bar just said, Rebbe Kivega. Why? That's exactly what he would like. I mean, the Fama, right? That's a person seeing himself. He's not seeing her, he's seeing himself. And it's not always easy to get into the person's head, to get inside what does he need? What is he lacking? What is he missing? Him, not me, him. We had a Meister once in the yeshiva, which, I mean, this, you know, many of you married. Without being able to understand the other person, there's going to be problems in marriage. At a nice once in the yeshiva, one of the avrechim comes over to me and said, his wife just called up. She has very high fever. She has a flu. She's in bed. She wants him to come home. So he said, you know, it's 5 o'clock. I'll wait 2 hours and I'll go home. I said, no, you got to go home now. He said, why? I said, listen, I can't debate the matter now. Just listen to me. And he's about to go out. I said, you know what? On the way home, buy her a present. He stopped. Why should I buy her a present? I can't debate it now either. Just do what I say, we'll talk tomorrow. You know, if I was sick, I wouldn't want a present. I said, you know, you're 100% right. Just listen to me. Okay. Comes in the next day, says, Rebbe, you can't believe what happened. I bought her some flowers. She was so impressed over the fact that I care so much about her. She's going to dry the flowers and put into our wedding album. Right, as a reminder of how much I love her and everything. I said, see, you see, oh, you really love her, that's beautiful. That. He certainly loved his wife. But he couldn't get into her head to see what she needs. He couldn't see things from her perspective. He saw it from her perspective, which is very normal, but it's not going to work. It's not, you have to see it from the person's perspective. Someone once points out something interesting. You know, an avreich is sitting and learning is before you want to go to like daven early, sitting and learning on a table. He has the gemara here and the shulchan aruch and the tula, the shtabru and the chazanish and the moisha and all sorts set up. He looks at his watch. Ooh, gotta go to kollel. Gotta leave. So he closes all. He puts all the books, closes them, but leaves them in the right places. I mean, come back at night, right? Comes back. Wife's upset. Why didn't you arrange his father? I did. Morris here, and Shulchan Aruch here, and the Rambam here. Arranged. What are you talking about? It's arranged. No! Arranged means the big ones at the bottom and the small ones on the top. But that doesn't make any sense. I don't want to lift the brew on the top. I need. Now, two people trying to do the same thing, right? They're talking about order. Stay there. But each person's kind of has a different perspective. So when we want to do chesed, the first thing we have to do is get into the other person's head. Now, even after we try to understand what the other person needs, we run into a problem. What's that problem? The problem is that sometimes we get angry. Angry? Why would we get angry? You see a friend. He's upset. See a chibus, he's upset. What happened? Oh, I haven't had such a bad day in my whole life. What's the matter? My whole being is mine is destroyed. What happened? Destroyed. I can't believe it. Such a bruch, such a horrible thing. Tell me what happened. You know, my parents are taking us to the Europe for 3 weeks, right? And we're supposed to be in Switzerland, but we're supposed to go through Paris. We spent 24 hours in Paris, and now we can't go to Paris. I only have 3 weeks in Switzerland without going through Paris. I'm destroyed. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm sure you know Hebrew well enough, the Israelis have a way of putting it. Eizem mefunak. Spoiled rotten. What? My ben is mana means, right, a couple of days in some broken apartment in Tzfat, and that's it. This guy's spending 3 weeks in a five-star hotel in Switzerland, and he's still complaining? Now, from an educational point of view, you're 100% right. An educational point of view. However, there's the Yisod. It's not your job to educate your chavrusa. It's not your job to educate your parents. It's not even your job to educate your wife. It's your job to what? To educate your talmid, to educate your children. So as far as chinuch goes, somebody has to sit down with this person and put him in his right place to educate him in getting his priorities right. What does that do with chesed, though? Chinuch and chesed are two separate issues. When it comes to chesed, the Gemara makes it quite clear. Right? Dei machzero asher yechzalo. You have to give a poor person that which he's lacking. It says about Hillel HaZokei that he went over and there was an Oni ben Toivim, a person who previously had been very, very wealthy and then became poverty, impoverished, and he gave him a horse, susler, kopalav, the evidya lutlifanah. Says Ravolva, what would be the parallel case? Let's say there was an extremely wealthy person. I lived in a mansion, chauffeur driven cars, anything. And something went wrong. Big problem. Lost money, finally got to a point where he has nothing. He's accepted everything. He left his head up being the head of a corporation, he's just working in an office. Right, a small apartment instead of his fancy mansion. But there's one thing he just can't accept. Can't take it, he has to take a bus every day to work. He can't, it's driving him crazy. Can't get used to the idea. So in Hilchos Dokka, you'd be able to take charity money and buy him a car. Now, there might be a din Hilchos Kedim in Dokka, that somebody else takes priority. A person has no food to eat, takes priority. But assuming that's not the situation, in Hilchos Dokka, Dei Machzero, that which is lacking, Shei Yechzal, you have to give money lacking. For him, it's a problem. He is lacking. He is suffering. You wouldn't be suffering under the same circumstances. So what? Was that doing anything? That's right. And as I said, educationally wise, it might be proper to have somebody educated. When you talk about Hilchos Raka, you have to understand, when Hilchos Chesed means to understand that he is lacking, that he has a problem, Okay, now, once we've come to that understanding, we come to an understanding of another concept, very similar to the concept within concept, which is quoted by Bala Musa, given a very high position in Avodah Musa, is noise ba'olim chaveiro, which is really empathy. Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, after having lived in the house of Paro, was brought up in the house of Paro, went out, it says Moshe Rabbeinu would take a brick and carry the brick. So the question is obvious. You had 600,000 people carrying bricks. He's going to carry one brick. What is his carrying the brick in any way going to change the situation? The answer is, it's not going to change the situation at all. What is it going to do? Well, he's going to at least be able to bond with the people, empathize with the people, connect up with the people, to feel what they're lacking, feel what they're lacking. And this is, comes to a very important part of chesed. You know, unfortunately, you know, sure, we're still all young here, right? But not as young as other people sometimes. And most of you probably will come to the realization that unfortunately in this imperfect world, there's not all problems can be solved. Not all things can be fixed. There's certain things which really, there's no simple solution. You just have to accept that, right? But that doesn't mean that chesed, true chesed, can't be done. Somebody told me a story. Shem Yishmor, a young person was nifter. Young person was nifter, and the family was broken. So there was a levaya. And a friend of one of the aveilim went over and held his hand for the levaya. Now by holding the hand, did he bring back the dead person? No. Not at all. Did he solve the problem? Not at all. What did he do though? He showed one thing. You're not alone. You're not alone. It's true. I can't possibly fully feel what you're feeling. But you're not alone. You're not alone. The mizmor that we say very often, say Tehillim, right? David HaMelech, what does he say? Abed yaminu re'ei, ve'ei limakir. Nobody knows me. Avadma knows me many. No place to go. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. When a person has a problem, there are really two problems. One is the problem itself. That is not, in no way are we going to, in any way, diminish the significance of anybody's personal problem. Besides that, it's the fact that what? That he feels he's by himself. There's nobody else who can understand it. Nobody else who can know what he's going through. He just feels like blah, 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 blah. I'm just all alone. Nobody cares. Right? Oh, now you have somebody's hand. Not alone. You see sometimes a person, he looks down. He has a problem. What happened? I don't know. Okay, me, you and my child's not well. I don't know what's going to be. It's okay. You listen to his problem. Some advice. Even if you can't give advice, just to be with him. There's a story about Rav Shalom, Shalom Shadron. When he was in America, he stayed by one of the families, the Krohn family. And then afterwards, you know, unfortunately, the head of the family was nifter. And when Shalom Shadron met the family the first time afterwards, just sat down and cried. What did he do by that? He just showed them that he was empathizing, he was identifying, he was also part of their general sorrow. Obviously, he couldn't take it as personally as any, that can be that way, but at least in the ability to show the other person he's not alone, he's not by himself. And that's not always a simple thing. You know, I remember, I don't know how long you people in Israel, there was the first Gulf War, right? There was the first one, okay? Right? And that time there were sirens 3 or 4 times a night, or sometimes less, and we'd all run into our closed rooms and put on a gas mask, okay? Anyway, at that same time, I was teaching in seminaries, and almost all the seminaries emptied out. The girls ran back. Okay. Afterwards, I would ask, a couple of years later, ask classes, what would you do if you were there? You know, it's easy to be brave when nothing's happening. So what do you mean? We'd stay, no question. Okay, makes sense. Right? And I asked them, you know, I don't know if nobody bites the gun. They said, let's say a missile landed in the Rehov HaPisgah. Right, and this seminary was on the whole Beit Vagan. It's 2 streets away. What would you do then?
Yeah, just go down the street.
Go back to America. Why? My mommy. My mommy would be very worried. My Bobby would be out of the mind. I have to go back. Okay, I hear. You know, Makom Sakon. If a person is in a Makom Sakon, he has to go. No question. Alright, so what would you do? Go on the plane. I asked them, when you get on the plane, is there maybe something you forget it? Just thinking. Forget it? Oh, you have to say tefillin. Yeah, that's really nice. Very nice to say you're saying tefillin. But maybe there's something you're forgetting. What are we forgetting? I don't think we're forgetting anything. I said, you know, there's just a small little detail. What about the 3 million natives that you're leaving behind? Oh. Yeah, but they speak Hebrew. Yeah, I know, right. But they're Jewish. Yeah. Somebody, Mokom Sakon, you have to get out, okay. But don't you understand that there's some people left behind? Don't you understand that others who are suffering? Lamad over doyim, chas v'shalom, it should never even come close to something like this. Person wakes up in the night and smells smoke. Oy vey, the house is on fire, runs out, gets everybody out. Right, the house going, all of a sudden he makes the head count. You can't believe it. One of his, chas v'shalom, one of his relatives is still inside. She wants to go back and get them. But the people grab him. Can't go in the fire. It's that kind of suppressions. So he's trying to get out, they're holding him back and forth, and he's screaming and yelling. That's where he should be. He feels the problem. Feels the problem. You know, that's something which, you know, we don't always, many people in this country feel there are two different kinds of people. They're the normal people and the ones who speak Hebrew. Right? Two groups. There's us and them. But that's not true. And sometimes we have situations, unfortunately, goes on and on and on. All sorts of piguim, all sorts of situations, people being hurt, people being injured, people who every time, you know, a siren goes off two or three times a day because there's some missile heading towards, and it's happening all the time. Look, Hashem, nobody gets hurt, but it's a crazy way to live. Do we understand that? Do we appreciate it? At least when we dive in Shemin Esri, are we identifying with that problem? We can't solve it. Nobody's asking anybody to solve the problem. Not asking the problem to be solved. But what? To identify. To understand. To be part of their suffering. Part of their suffering. Okay? So we've defined chesed as being what? As a situation where a person, first of all, bonds with the person by understanding what he needs. And second of all, even if you can't solve the problem, he's shown that he's not alone. Show that he's not alone, that somebody cares. Somebody cares. You're not by yourself. Somebody cares. Now, somebody wants to ask me a question. And I identify with the question 100%. Well, then let's hear what you have to say. They say, what happens when you have a situation that somebody demands chesed? Meaning, we don't mind doing chesed. We love to do chesed, but we like to pick it. Meaning, person has to drive someplace. You see somebody waiting for a lift. He says, would you like a lift? Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah, come on in. And he feels so good. I just asked the chesed. Great. What happens if someone comes home and says, listen, I want you to take me home. Excuse me. You want me to take you home? Matze, you're going there anyway. Drop me off. Yeah, excuse me. I don't know. I have to think about it. Chutzpah. What did he think? He's telling me what to do? That was the question he asked me. If a person demands chesed, and it really drives you, annoys you, you have the right to go over and watch and say, no. They knock on the door. Next door neighbor says, listen, you keep an eye on my kid and leave. Mother, no, wait. I don't know if I want to. Ask nicely. Be nice about it. All right? Look, who are the person has a timer. The guy from a chutzif. Okay. Well, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the first shahr, enumerates 20 Ikarei Tshuva. 20 parts of Tshuva. And one of them, the 17th, is L'rdof Pulas Chesed Ve'emes. Right? Part of the Tshuva path is to run after acts of Chesed and acts of Emes. Why? Just explain. Gemara in Yuma, Arba Chalukei Kapara. There are four levels of different stringencies, different levels of chumrah in Averis. And one of them is that what? Right? A person can have a situation where what? that he will do dual and veira, that Yom Kippur tshuva won't be mechaper and Yom Kippur won't be mechaper. Right? It's visas based in Okare, tshuva by itself doesn't work. Yom Kippur by itself won't work. You need Yisurim. Yisurim, right? Okay, now that's not a simple situation. That makes a person very nervous. You know, tshuva I did. Yom Kippur, davened all the tefillos properly. Okay, but that's not enough. There's Yisurim. Not Yisurim. Not comfortable. Very uncomfortable. So what does it say? It says the pasuk. Bechesed ve'emes yuchupar ovon. Right? Meaning, chesed yogein ba'ad achoyte v'yishol ov mena yisur. He has a protection. Chesed will be a protection. Okay. Protection. Yeah, but let me pick my own chesed. What would you say about the following scenario? Right? A person is about to leave his house. Leave his, the car is about to leave. He looks, opens the window. Oh, man. It's pouring rain out. Pouring rain. Oh, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? All of a sudden someone comes and says, here, there's this big beach umbrella, carry it home for me, and gives it to him. Big and heavy. But man, when he opens that up, it's like it was a sunny day. Doesn't feel anything. Now, on one hand, it's a heavy umbrella to carry. It's really heavy. And it's a big tircha to take it home. And had it been a regular day, I would have taken it, given it back to him. Please, carry it yourself home. Kasheli, I can. But now, pouring rain outside. I'm walking outside with an umbrella. Oh, I feel great. I feel super. Unbelievable. That's the same thing. Person comes and demands. He wants an act of chesed, act of chesed. So again, the guy's a mechutza. No question about that. Somebody has to educate him. No question about that. That our job? No. Should we do the act of chesed? Like, we don't have to. We never have to do an act of chesed. But if we look at it like, what is the person doing? He's extending us this huge umbrella in the middle of a rainstorm. That's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. Maybe the problem is that we don't perceive it that way. We don't look at it like the chesed is an opportunity to protect us. It is. So Laniu Zaifi, Laniu Zaifi. There will be a there's a raya from here that even if a person demands the chesed, what's wrong with doing? What's wrong with doing? Not to mention, it's beautiful for a person to meet it. Right? When somebody demands, sometimes you have to learn. Do it anyway. Now, what would you say about the case where the chesed didn't accomplish anything? I think that the chesed, and it turned out it was not necessary at all. Does that have any significance whatsoever? So Dostoevsky brings an interesting raya. You know, I learned Chumash and Nashi, that when Avraham Avinu perceived the Malachim coming, he ran, brought them in, made them food, gave it to them, fancy food, shalosh l'shonos b'chargo, fancy food, right? And it says, Bishar, the whole Gemara goes to Bishar, each pula that he did, by Yoras, Klal Yisrael were rewarded. Many, many generations down the line, Klal Yisrael were rewarded on each act he did. Now, bottom line, these were angels. Did they eat the food? No. Did they need the food? No. Food do them any good whatsoever? Not in the least bit. The act of chesed per se, did it really do anything for the Mekabel? Nothing whatsoever. Nothing at all. Yet, there's a huge reward. Huge reward. All the way down, generations afterwards, is Zochet Rabban, Zochet Rabban, Zochet Rabban, Zochet Rabban. Every single act that Avraham Avinu did, we were rewarded for that. So you see a situation, even when the act per se isn't really accomplishing anything, there's still an aspect of doing chesed that way. And I'll just share with you a case that I had. There was a time when I was Oisek and Shidduchim, helping people out. You know, what would you say a following situation? Right? Everybody knows the Shidduch crisis. There's an older girl, late 20s. And she needs a Shidduch. Seder. And she writes me, she hasn't had a date in 8 months. No, no, no suggestion that came any place near being shaykh. Okay.
And she's despondent.
Why? Well, you know, it's easy to be a Baal Bitachon when you have what you want. We don't have your wife. She was guaranteed that another 5 months you're going to find the right person. No problem. She got a letter from Chaim Kanievsky, within a year you have the person. Calm down, no problem. But the back of her mind says, who knows how long it can take? Who knows? Worried. Would there be a point in suggesting your shidduch yet you know it's not going to work out? You know it won't work out. They'll meet once, twice, and that'll be it. What? Can't tell, but as they say, either shtimmit. It doesn't look like it's going to work. So I hold it, yes. Why? First of all, she gets a name. Oh, a name. Haven't had a name in 4 months. She checks him out. Oh, pretty good guy. Oh, I'm still in the pasha. I'm still part of the dating scene. And she meets him. And he's another time. And it didn't work out. So for a month, she was a happy person. Happy person. And even afterwards, she keeps saying, well, you know, hey, this is getting closer, even though it's not getting any closer. It's either yes or no. Right? It's not almost, and this doesn't mean anything. It's not almost. It's either yes or no. Okay. That's what a person has to feel. Now, if we spoke about chesed, I'd like to perhaps add on another associated topic. We all know that Avraham Avinu was Isha Chesed. And the importance of chesed is not to be in any way, you know, belittled. But there's also what is called the avoid of Yitzchak Avinu. I think I mentioned it last time a little bit. Midas Hatayra. Meaning. Chesed, I constantly do more things. Do this, and I do this, and that's tremendous. That's fantastic, that's great. But there's another concept. This is a very anti-American concept, right? Let's say a person has a factory, right? And 1 year, first year they opened the factory, produced 50,000 items, and sold them all. 10 years later, you meet him, you ask him, how's the business? Tell you the truth, this year I produced 50,000 items, but they're better quality. Come on, sir. That's not the way you do things in America. If you did 50,000 the first year, then next year has to be 100,000. The year after it was 150,000. Right? Who cares about quality? Just sell them. Just get them off the shelves. Just get them out. That's the way you'll develop your business. But there's a concept not so. Instead of quantity, quality. That's midas hatayra in the Maseilas Yesharim. What does it mean? Person does the same thing every day. Same thing. But he makes each day a little bit better. That was Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a big mechadesh. The first person who became Jewish. Unbelievable mechadesh. Yaakov was also a big mechadesh. Went down to Golos. Did a whole bunch of things. Yitzchak took what he had been given by his father and spent 180 years perfecting it. Avram's name was changed. Yaakov's name was changed. Same name, no change. Each time, better. Self-negating, make sure I have no negias. Again, now. When a person gets to the point where he has no negias at all, where the avoid is super clean, super sparkling, it's as though the person doesn't exist anymore. Just the avoider. Yitzchak Avinu was a blind person. Only Iver Nechshav Kemet. It's brought down that he's an Oilo Al Gabei HaMizbeach, as though he was really shechted and put up as a korban. He himself didn't exist. So bad to bad, at the same time that we put effort into being a valve with Pulos Chesed, we have to keep in mind that there's another side. And that's the side of what? Of the Gvura of Yitzchak, of Midas HaTayra. Perfecting. I mean, the bottom line is that it's not shaykh for a person to be involved in avodas hatfilah if he doesn't have a feeling for this concept. Right? A person can't give an example. A person heard a shiur about the importance of tehillim. Tehillim, oh, you know what David HaMelech did with tehillim? Oh. He gets so excited. Every day he used to say 3 kapitel of tehillim. Now he's going to say 6. That's the American way. Right? The midas hatayra, what that means? Same three. Same better. Same better. Better. A person heard how shmooze, how important davening is. That's it. Tomorrow, I'm not saying 19 brachas in the morning. 35. Well, that's it. Better. No, no, no. What do you mean? More, the more the better. No, no. Say 19, say them better. They say them better. If you can't appreciate the fact that each day, each tefillah can be better than the other, you're never going to have a common tefillah. She's not going to be able to be better. It's possible. Can't be better. I still remember all the way back when I first came to Israel, I was in yeshiva, my chavrusa comes running to me. You can't believe I was learning that in KBY. I just can't believe what these two Israelis just said. What? What? All the guys, they said one said to the other, every single day I try to do my best that my learning this day should be better than yesterday. Not more, better. I can add on more time. Why? Because so-and-so the person is a master. How much more time is he going to be able to add on? Right? Can't cut out more hours of sleep. You have to be time with this family. You can't. How am I going to add more time? I don't. I have, right? The day has 24 hours. Right? It'd be nice if the Padats would come out on the side. You know, we're having only 4 days this week, and then there'll be another Shabbos. That'll be beautiful. Right? So this day is going to have 30 hours. Oh, finally. Not going to happen. Right? It doesn't happen. But, okay. I can't, you know, more hours. But I can take the hours that I have and make them better. Better. Quality better. Right? That opens up a whole new vista as if I was voted as a person. Right? Chesed is important. More and more and more, and doing and doing and doing. But as important as that is, there's also a concept of gevuras, of limiting. There's a Kabbalistic concept which Arizal mentions often, and Rav Dester brings out. It says, Tzimtzum or Zegiluyo. The limiting of the light enables the light to be revealed. What does that mean? Well, it's a very sunny day outside. You see a person put on a pair of sunglasses. You ask him, why put on the sunglasses? To see better. It doesn't make any sense. The sunglasses are dark. You see less. Yeah, that is true. I will see less, but it's so bright that unless I put the sunglasses on, I won't be able to see anything. Right? We open up the faucet in our house, and water comes out. Someone will say, you know what? Out there in the street, they got these huge pipes for water. We'll just bring that into the house. That way you get as much water as you want. Much more as I want. I'll open a faucet and I'll be thrown off my feet. Simtsum or Zegiluyo. Sometimes the only way to access something, the only way to be able to be able to grab it is by limiting it. The same thing here. When a person realizes that the avoider here is not more, if you're something, only this, no more. That itself enables a huge giloy, a tremendous revelation of the awe that's hidden inside. Why? Instead of being involved with quantity, we're involved with quality. Right, I just hit on the last idea, and that is really, I mean, you know, we all know that Gemara says, I mean, the Mishnah, right? Ezu asher samech b'chalko. As generally translated into English, who's happy? A person who's satisfied with his lot. That's a wrong translation. Why? Because the concept satisfies with his lot sounds like the person, really, if he were to be asked, he'd prefer something else. Absolutely, that's us. I wasn't asked. So this is what I'm stuck with. I'm stuck with, I'll accept what I'm stuck with. Says Rav Volder, nope. Person has 100, he doesn't want 200. Don't want, not interested. What? Don't want. Meaning, in this world, everybody's inside a box. Whether a person appreciates it or not, we're all inside a box. Meaning, there are objective limits that we all have. Person wanted to be a basketball player, and he's 5'4". It's not going to happen. He wanted to be a chazan, and his voice sounds like a frog. That just won't happen. It just can't be. A girl, black, you know, brunette, and wanted to be a blonde. So nowadays, that can be worked out. Okay, but there are objective limits. So most people spend all the time pushing on the box, trying to break through the box. Push. It never happens, but you get very upset, you get frustrated, you get bitter. The person stops pushing. Instead of pushing, just 1 second, well, stop. Okay. Once you stop and you start looking at the box, hey, it's not that bad. Hey, you know. Now I look at it. That's fine. It's good. Tzimtzum or Zegiluyah. When you accept the Tzimtzum, you accept the limiting. Tremendous, tremendous. That is what is brought down in Kabbalah very often, the concept of Mituk HaGvuras. Mituk HaGvuras. Gvuras means the limit, the limit. The Mituk means when a person puts the Chesed inside, he accepts the L'chitchila, accepts the L'chitchila, it's good, it's good. There's a story that Rabbi Aryeh Levine used to fast that he shouldn't be rich. We hear that. Listen, our attitude would be, listen, Rabbanu Shalom, if you want to give me the nisayon of wealth, I'll accept it. If you don't want to, okay, I'd like to try it at least, but if you don't want to, then that'll be okay. Right? To fast not to be wealthy. To fast. Yeah. They told Rav Yisrael Orbach. Rav Yisrael Orbach is Rav Yashiv's son-in-law. Rav Yashiv was Rav Aryeh Levine's son-in-law. Grandson of that. So they told him, when he got engaged, you should know, you won't be wealthy. This family never gets wealthy. Other advantages. Right? So, you know, as important as the concept of chesed and doing more and more and more, those first to accept the limits, to be happy when he has inside, happy. And that lights everything up, all of a sudden. And that's the avoid of Yitzchak, who never, name was never changed, just kept doing the same thing again and again and again and again. The mice, in many ways, it's an easier thing for women than for men. Right? I think most men, the idea of waking up in the morning and washing the dishes and cooking and washing the dishes and changing the baby and washing the dishes and washing the floor and changing the baby, that was Sunday. And Monday was exactly the same thing. Tuesday was exactly the same thing. And Wednesday was exactly the same thing. By the fourth day, the person would say, "I can't. It's driving me crazy. I can't. Give me a Tosfos, a different Tosfos, a Rambam. I can't." And the woman doing the smile on the face, same thing again. Same thing as that. The Koyach HaGvuras that the women have. Okay, but it's also part of our way. We daven the same Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. So you know, as we continue in our life of Avodas Hashem, we have to keep in mind those two aspects, through the midos which are shayach to us, because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the founders of Klal Yisrael. The concept of chesed, empathy, bonding with the other person, and then trying to help, or just being with him, and the concept of what? Of tayo, of gevuras. I mean, what? I mean, that's the seal shishurim. I love a borrower, if you're into parallelism between Muslim and the Seir Sisharim is a Kabbalah Sefer. Practical Kabbalah Sefer. Anybody know how many Prokim in Seir Sisharim? I read this from Ravolta, 26. Shema Vaya. Right? The 10 levels in the ladder of the Finchos Ben Yoya, it starts from the beginning. It goes from the beginning. The Torah is the Malchus, and goes Yisod, Hod, and Netzach. That's to become a Tzaddik. And then you go to the Precious and Taira, and the Hasidus become a Chosid. And then you go to Anova, which is Bina, and then to Kedusha, the Das, that's another, and then Bina and Yira, and then Kedusha is Chokma, and that's become a Chosid. The ten spheres are, that's the level. The whole thing is based on Kabbalah, and Chavos, which is Mukubo. So I'll call Panim, Midas HaTayr is parallel to Yitzchak Avinu, just like Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed. That, and the Shil Shem starts from the bottom up, because that's the way we have to work. We work from the bottom up. Opposed to an owner that we go from the top down, because that's not what they're then. We're receiving from a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, but I'll call upon him those two midas, the midas of Ches and the midas of Ruach. Hope that there's a Shem will be mischazik in both of them, and we'll be able to be create, build ourselves, become better of the Hashem.